South America is really feeling the global cost of living crisis, and no country in the region has been hit harder than Peru. Half the population is now suffering from food insecurity as a result of rising prices. For NPR, Simeon Tagel has this report from Lima.
It's 10 a.m. in the Nueva Esperanza soup kitchen, up a precipitous, unpaved road in this gritty Lima suburb. And Melva Acosta is cooking 150 portions of lunch. Thanks to inflation turbocharged by the war in Ukraine, this soup kitchen here in the Peruvian capital can no longer afford meat or fish. Instead, today's menu is a soup of vegetables and pasta, followed by a main course of split peas and rice. Staples such as potatoes and onions have tripled in price, Acosta says. And it is the poor who are being hardest hit. According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, half of Peru's 33 million people are struggling to get three meals a day.
What we really have is what we call a food emergency.
Eduardo Zegarra is an economist specializing in the agricultural sector. He says Peru is particularly vulnerable to the global inflation crisis. Peru imports a lot of grains, while food distribution here has been hit by the rise in energy prices.
About 16 million people in Peru are suffering from food insecurity. That is doubling the situation that we have before the pandemic.
The Andean nation is also reliant on fertilizers from Ukraine and Russia. Without it, experts like Zegarra expect Peruvian harvests later this year will fall by 30 to 40%, further pushing up food prices. But Peru's president, Pedro Castillo, a left-wing populist whose first year in office has been marred by corruption scandals and chaos, has been dismissive of the problem, claiming in this recent television interview that the Incas never needed modern fertilizers. Back at the soup kitchen, I meet Walter Acaro. He's an 86-year-old retired welder and one of the regulars at Nueva Esperanza, where he picks up three meals a day. He says that if the soup kitchen closes, he'll be forced to collect plastic bottles in the street in order to survive. If that doesn't work out, he will, like thousands of others who rely on these soup kitchens, go hungry. For NPR News, this is Simeon Tagel in Lima, Peru.